And there's only a few minutes left in the programme. We didn't get to the big story, which of course has been debated on every programme all week, the housing story, the investment fund swooping in to that estate in Maynooth and buying up the majority of those houses. I see that the Irish Institutional Property, that's the body that represents institutional property investors, they're saying now since yesterday that their members would support the idea of a percentage of houses in residential estates being made available for purchase by first-time buyers and other individuals. I know, Jed Mash, you don't think that's good enough, do you?
No, I think there needs to be a multifaceted approach to this, and the quickest way of actually softening the cough of REITs would be to do what happened in the UK, for example, and that's to slap a 15% stamp duty charge on those institutional investments. I mean, first-time buyers are paying 1% of a transaction charge on a house worth €300,000. That's €3,000. And so is an institutional investor. And that's just simply not on. It's not sustainable. It's not fair. You know, it's 2% over 1 million. That's all. That's really chicken feed when you look at the deep pockets that these investment funds have. So we've been calling for government to do something immediately. They can do this by resolution of the Dáil next week, and that slap a surcharge and a larger percentage of stamp duty on transactions that involve institutional investors. Okay. That would certainly make them think again. I mean, I looked at the tax strategy group papers.
Okay,
I
do not. Sorry, Jed, I'm cutting across you. I'm cutting across
They've
you because we're nearly out of time.
Thanks very much, Katie.
Yeah, I want to just.
Sorry, Jed,
I'm just for one moment, please.
Yeah, go on.
So you refer to the vulture funds and these investors swooping in. Of course, they're not swooping in. They were invited in, and Jed will know well because he was in the part of the government with Fine Gael who invited these people in. What they're doing is they are skewing the market so that owner-occupiers, first-time buyers, are effectively being locked out. They are competing with these real estate investment trusts who are invited here. So what Sinn Féin has been doing consistently for the last number of years when Fine Gael and Labour were in government, and indeed now that Fine Gael and now Fianna Fáil
are in government. Again, I'm going to cut across to Louise because we have heard this a long time. Would you support the stamp duty move?
It's part of our motion, and I'm absolutely delighted to see the Labour Party backing us on this. We need to end the tax advantages. We need to ensure that we impose a stamp duty surcharge, and we need measures to restrict their activity. This will be debated as part of the Sinn Féin motion on Tuesday
next
in the Dáil,
week.
And
okay.
We're hoping that
final
all parties will support.
With all due respect to your correspondent there from the Vulture Funds, we have no... We do not believe these have any place in suburban Ireland in family estates. They simply do not have any place, and they need to hear that. And the measures will be brought in to make sure that that happens. It is only 1% at the moment, but we certainly don't want them to get any. We do not want it to grow,
and
it will not grow.
Back our motion and legislate against it. Motion on Tuesday and legislate against it. That's a simple thing you can do. Send a message to first time buyers that you're not going to keep crucifying them, Thomas. Send that message very clearly to them.
Government legislation will be brought in. This has to be dealt with and will be dealt with. And the affordable housing bill. I hope you'll support that as well.
We've been calling for this for years, Thomas.
Okay, I'm afraid that is, unfortunately, all the time we have.